Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, what an awesome treat for our show today as we have one cool guest. Now, for those of you who, like Tracy, who have gotten the personal and professional aspects of your life in a nice little package under control, maybe...
or mixed up like crazy.
maybe, though, you're struggling a little bit with the health and wellness side of things, and I'm ready for our listening audience to say, oh, snap, because I'm about to ask you this, Tracy. Would you agree that when it comes to exercise and diet, that you are either all in or totally checked out?
I prefer to describe it as being fully committed or on vacation.
On vacation. Now, it's not like an on vacation thing. It's not like things are out of control. If you look at Tracy's picture on the website, you would say, what kind of, she's got no issues with dieting or anything like
that. Well, you always kind of say that, but really healthy is not about size or
exactly.
weight. It's really about like how your mind and body are on the inside. Now, sometimes I might have challenge with a couple of those.
I've seen some of the things that Tracy can throw down at a meal. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. This is the Journey to There radio show, the intersection between personal and business growth. JourneyToThere.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Empower Radio, Stitcher. Her name is Talia Ginger. She is owner of Renew Hot Yoga, New You Juice Bar. She's an expert when it comes to nature, clean, healthy food, healthy habits, running, CrossFit training, yoga, backpacking, snowboarding. Tracy, oh my gosh, is she your twin? I say that with sarcasm.
Yeah, I heard it. Loud and clear.
How are you, Talia?
I'm doing so good. Thank you, guys. That was an awesome intro.
Well, you know us. We're just all about the awesome. But speaking of awesome, you are so incredibly awesome. I have spent a lot of time since we, quote unquote, met online. I had got to know each other a little bit better before the show. And I am just... all inspired, actually. First of all, I hope it's okay if I just throw out the fact that you're 27. Most women don't really like to talk about their age when they're my age, but hey, if you're 27, you're like, hell yes. Oops, sorry. Heck yes. So at 27, you already own two businesses, happily married, have a puppy baby, and want to have a baby. So I think the intersection between personal and business growth is happening quite successfully for you, as I can tell.
Well, thanks, Tracy. I'm glad it looks like that from the outside, because some days it sure doesn't feel like it on the inside. But I'm glad that
well, that would be making you a human across. Being.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm very, okay, I'm coming at this from my personal angle, because usually I always do. And
I'm not going to argue that.
And I really do. Like, I'm so just, I don't know if this has to do with being a millennial, which in my world is not a negative comment. In some people's, I think they could infer that is not always a positive thing, but in my world, it's always positive. I don't know if it has to do with the millennial generation of the time that where you are at 27, if it has to do with your own just individual personal path, or if it's just a passion that you've acquired. But to be the age that you are and have so much awareness and just an awakening around the fact that your priorities of being happily married and spending time with your family are already forefront of your mind, to the point that you would host a podcast about it. I'm literally speechless, which rarely happens to me, actually.
Very rarely.
Can you tell us just a little bit of, give us a little bit of a backstory? Because I got to know what the moment was that you went, you know what, I got to figure this out. And when I do, I got to share it with people.
Yeah. I was actually just talking with one of my friends about this the other day. She texted me and she was like, how did you know, or when did you realize that you were ready to take on, you know, multiple businesses or do this? And I was like thinking back and I'm like, I don't think there was one specific moment. I think it just kind of happened. And I should probably blame my husband in a good way, because he's more of the entrepreneur. He always has been. And I never thought that I would own my own business or be an employer or even start my own podcast. That was like not even on the forefront of my mind when I was going through college. Like I thought I was going to be a nurse and I was going to work a good job. And then whenever I decided to have kids, I'd stop or scale back and then go back to it and, you know, do that for the rest of my life. And then I got married and my husband is the host of Successful Dropout. And that's another podcast. And so I finished my degree, but I changed it around. I got it in health and wellness because I wanted it to just be really broad and I wanted to see what I could do with it. And I actually finished it after I started my businesses. So I had gotten to the point where I was really happy with my businesses. And that's what I realized I really wanted to keep doing. And honestly, it just kind of happened. I didn't have like an aha moment. I'm like, I'm going to start this business and then I'm going to start that business. It kind of honestly just happened. And then I fell in love with it as the process continued on.
Okay, so welcome to the world of serial entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Just giving you a heads up that once you have the bug, it never leaves you. And secondly, I don't want to gloss over the fact that if I heard you correctly, you just said that you were still in college, started your two businesses, and got married. Did that all, was that all happening simultaneously in your life at the time?
No. Well, a couple of them. I've been married for almost 7 years, and we started the studio. The first business that we started was the studio. So, and that was just over 2 years ago. So we've been married for quite a few years.
Is this the hot yoga studio?
Yeah. Sorry. The hot yoga studio.
Hey, don't apologize. There are no sorries needed. Just clarification.
Yeah. So we've been married for, just about 5 years whenever we first opened up the hot yoga studio. But I was going to college at the same time. I was finishing up my degree online while we started those guys. So.
Okay. So if you do the math, you are in college, married, and had your first business.
That's a lot of juggling.
That is awesome. See, I think she's my, like, what do they say, spirit animal? I really do. Like, I think she's the child I should have had.
Oh, my gosh. Is it just me there? Do you feel like you don't really realize all that you're doing until you look back maybe a couple of years and you're like, oh, my gosh, what was I, like, I was doing all of that? Because I at the time, you don't even really think about it, you know? I just kind of, I had my tasks. I just took it day by day. But looking back, I'm like, yeah, that was kind of a lot.
I think what Tracy does is look back. She looks back and says, oh, my gosh, did I really do that?
Yes. And how can I get some of that time back that I spent completely and totally working as opposed to doing anything fun and creative?
However, that's my old self.
That is my old self. I just want to make sure that I'm not beating my own self up with my own invisible baseball bat. But I think the reason why and I'm not exaggerating, I really think the reason that this fascinates me so much is that, first of all, it took me until I was 31 and to even have this awareness. And secondly, I would say it wasn't necessarily an aha moment. It was more of a meltdown. So I just have a lot of respect for you to have already set this as a goal for yourself. And also the willingness that you had. So from when I was learning a little bit more about you, and I thought this was great, Talia said in a previous episode of her own podcast, she said, I accidentally found my second business. And I'm like, how does one just accidentally get a second business dropped into their life and you continue to operate them simultaneously while you're doing all these other things? So tell us a little bit about your second business and also where you are with the businesses overall together.
Okay, so we bought a building for the hot yoga studio, and that was the one we started first. And that was in February of 2015. And then it was in June of 2015, we had like this extra square footage of the building that was kind of connected, we weren't using it for the hot yoga studio. And so we looked at it and we're like, okay, so we could either rent this out to someplace or lease it out, which would have been, you know, easy. We could have built it out to be whatever they needed. And then you know, make some residual income from that, you know, just as us from the studio, or we could build a juice bar because Yakima doesn't have a juice bar. And at the time we're like, yeah, we can do that. Let's build a juice bar. Even though none of us had any idea how to run a juice bar. We're like, it can't be that hard.
But now hot yoga and juice go hand in hand, do they not?
They do.
So you had something there.
That was our logic.
Well, and it's, I have to say for myself, I love a juice bar because I'm inherently not interested in making my own juice. However, I do know how good it is for you. And I really love an awesome green juice. And I love when I go to New York because they have like a freaking juice bar on every corner and you don't have to clean up the mess. I love them.
I have to get you a blender and a sponge, Tracy.
Oh, no. I have it all. Don't even go there. I have a full-on, like, super fabulous, phenomenal juicer, and it's in my cabinet.
There you go.
And it has dust on it.
I have a feeling Taylia might be able to use it.
Yeah, well, I don't even know about that, because since we opened up the juice bar, I had a juicer, like a home juicer. I think I actually got it for a wedding present. And I have used that maybe 3 times because we have
right because you get to go to your own. You get to go to your own juice bar. I think I might have another business. I might have another business idea, Russ.
So I got to ask you, the business person in me is, so you've got the hot yoga studio and the juice bar. Do you still have room left in this building that you bought, that you're a landlord as well, or no?
No, we don't have any room left in the building. Okay. We pretty much used up every space.
So yoga and juice.
Got
it.
Unless we wanted to build up on top of the building, which we've talked about because it's a flat roof. And so we've talked about, you know, adding on building up.
Wow.
Maybe because you guys don't have anything else going on. Why wouldn't you
right.
do that?
Yeah. I know, right? Just in our spare time, let's build another part of the building.
Now, do you think you have it inside of you to take risks? Because just looking at your bio with the backpacking and the CrossFit training and the snowboarding, you do take risks, do you not?
Yeah, I do.
I think that part of your personality can really help you in business.
However, I feel like she doesn't think those are risks based on how she answered the question, which is even
risks.
More phenomenal. It's like, that's not even scary, Russ. Whatever.
No, I mean, it can be. Like, for instance, I may or may not have almost gotten hit by a boulder on my first backpacking trip.
A boulder?
Like, a boulder, like, coming at my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Now you see.
That's like something you see on cartoons.
Now you see why I like to keep my feet on the ground. Just like to keep my feet on the ground. Well, okay.
My husband or fiance at the time, he like, it sounds ridiculous and I'm not over exaggerating this, but he like literally palmed it in midair and pushed it out of my way.
Oh my God. No wonder you married him. He's like Superman.
Right? So manly.
Oh, by the way, listeners, now Russ, you're just going to be like the big eye roll. I see it coming. The other thing that I happen to really like about Taylia is that she says in her own podcast that she likes to talk about her husband because she just likes to say his name. How cute is that?
Oh, okay, let's say it.
Kylan.
What is it? Kylan?
Listen. Are you blushing?
Wait, I think I am. We've got Taylia and Kylan. I'm not even going to ask you what your dog's name is.
Sif. S-I-F.
I love it.
Okay, can we hear the story behind Sif? I don't know that I've ever heard that name.
Okay, well, with Sif, it's a, she was, I guess, like a Thor's lover or wife or something, and the lady we bought the dog from, she had named her Sif already, and she's like, I just have one request. If you could just keep her name, that would make me so happy. And we're like, I mean, we'll think about it, but okay. And I'm not kidding you, we tried probably 10 different names over the course of a couple weeks, and none of them stuck except for Sif. And so she's Sif.
I'm not going to ask you what you're going to name your first child.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be good.
Yet, so.
Okay, so do you not just love her? I just like, adore her. I want to.
I've got a
her
smile
right
on
now.
my cheeks hurt.
I know. I just want to hug you. Okay, so I feel like Gwen Stefani on The Voice right now. I don't know if anybody's been watching that, but she, every time like a person that's younger than her comes on stage and sings like a pop song, she just like wants to adopt her instead of having her on her team. I feel it that way right now. I just want to adopt you and have you on my team. Okay. So, but in order to do that, you have to teach me some things. And I, first of all, I need to know how you integrate your health and your wellness practice and routine into your own world. And I am not taking this lightly. I have been working for I've been thinking about working on about it for about a decade, but for the last calendar year, I have made such strong efforts to create some sort of consistency around my healthy well-being actions. And I'm making progress, but I'm coming up short. And I want to hear some really, just like, tell me about your world when you wake up.
And maybe you don't have a lot of like true yogi listeners, but.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Okay. Well, I might offend some of them, but.
Don't worry, Russ offends our listeners all the time.
Oh, okay. Cool. So like a true yogi, you know, they eat the right thing. They do like the nasal cleansing in the morning and the tongue scraping.
Like a neti pot.
Practices. Yeah. I hate those things. I cannot stand putting anything up my nose. So I don't have like any true yogi practices in the morning. In fact, I just go upstairs and I drink a cup of coffee. And
I love it.
I journal. My husband and I right now we're reading through. We like to just read something in the morning, just anything. You know, there's so much technology. We're so connected through social media and just our phones all the time that we really try to focus on just reading a hardcover book. You know, just kind of get back to the basics. And right now we're reading Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss because it's a quick read. You know, you can read one section a day if you want and get some, you know, some insight to some awesome business men and women and kind of learn from them. And then we journal, some days longer than others, you know, depending on what we've got going that day. Or I recently moved up to the mountains, so like an hour and a half away from our studio. And so a couple of days a week we commute down, and on those days we get up a lot earlier. And so, you know, sometimes our morning routine's a little shorter if we want to sleep in a little more, or, and then we make breakfast, and sometimes we work out in the morning. Sometimes we work out at night.
Right, give me an example. Give me an example of what you make for breakfast. We're talking health and wellness here. I'm curious.
Yeah, because you eat frozen waffles. So.
Yeah, the waffles I eat, they are organic. So, but anyway.
Yeah, that's what the box says, Taylor, but whatever.
Organic frozen waffles.
Exactly my point.
She's laughing.
Just me that makes fun of you.
She's laughing at me. All right, go ahead. What do you eat for breakfast? What do you make?
So some mornings I'll make, if I'm not at the juice bar, I'll make a green smoothie at home. And that's just a banana and spinach, some frozen strawberries. I always like to throw in flaxseed and chia seed. Flaxseed because, you know, we all need a little extra fiber in our days. And chia seed because it's a really good source of protein. And then I do throw in, sometimes I throw in a little bit of protein powder. I don't like whey protein powder. I just don't like the taste of it. So I normally get like it just tastes weird.
Strange
so
texture.
I normally get just a vegan protein powder or something like that. I'll throw a scoop in that or a scoop of that in there with, you know, some water, any kind of liquid really. If you want to do almond milk or coconut water or regular water, you can blend that up. And then we typically make like an egg scramble. So as many vegetables as we can, or that we have in the house at the time. stir fry them up in the morning and then add some eggs to it and, you know, a little bit of salt, a little bit of ketchup. My husband likes turkey bacon, so he'll add some strips of turkey bacon, and that's kind of our breakfast. It's kind of our go-to breakfast, I would say.
Sounds like a good one.
I want to circle back to something that you mentioned at the very beginning when we asked you about your morning routine, and that is about your avoidance of technology in the morning as a conscious decision. And just in the world that you grew up in, literally, you've never really lived without technology. Russ and I, because we're old people, we know what life is like before cell phones were invented. Yeah. However, I've gotten to be a real strong adopter of said technology. And this whole idea of a technology detox, I think, is probably as important to me anyway, as it is, you know, detoxing through smoothies and yoga and meditation and things like that. So is there anything that you can talk to us about, like, how is technology impacting your ability to relax? Does it consume you? Do you have to be committed to it like you would maybe eliminating fatty foods if you're on a diet type of thing? Or is it something that you even think about? Like, I'm really curious how it fits into your path around health and wellness and balancing.
Yeah, so I think it's more from the mental aspect. That's something we talk about a lot in yoga. It's not about just the physical, you know, it's not just about what you're doing for exercise or how you're eating, but really it encompasses your overall health and wellness, which is your spiritual health, your mental health, and your emotional health as well. And so really, like, first of all, I mean, the strides that we've come in regards to technology is absolutely insane and amazing. And I love it. I love how everything is so connected and we can really get anything that we want at our fingertips. But I think it does, I think it can consume you in excess amounts. So taking a time, like, I just don't like the idea of the first thing that I go to in the morning or the first thing that my mind thinks of or my eyes see is just random stuff from Facebook. You know, most of the time it's not really anything beneficial either. It's not really helping me grow or helping me become a better person. And maybe that's selfish, but
no.
I mean, really,
no.
Tracy, are you listening to this? Because yeah, before her eyes open, her hands on her iPhone.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say. So I don't like the idea of it either. However,
yeah.
I cannot not do it. So do you, like, leave
it's
your
hard.
Phone, like, not beside your bed? Because, I mean, I could get an old school alarm clock, and I've read that that might be my solution because, you know, I quote-unquote say that I have to have it for my alarm clock, which, A, I rarely ever even use because my husband is my alarm clock typically. But I just refuse to leave it outside my room and off my nightstand. So, I mean, like, do you seriously have that kind of discipline?
Taylia, hold that thought. We'll get your answer. We've got a break coming up. Now, you also have a book
and
coming
don't
out.
Lie.
Yeah,
don't
you can't
lie.
You can't lie because Tracy needs
it.
Assistance here. You have a book coming out August 2017. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, can you give us some information on that book?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, the book you will want to join the wait list for. We're going to talk about that and Taylia's answer on Tracy's question about putting her iPhone a little further away from her pillow. It's coming up after this.
Podcasting is fast becoming the hottest marketing platform and most personal way to convey your message to the world. Now is the time to launch your show. Podcast listening grew 23% between 2015 and 2016, and 21% of Americans ages 12 and up listened to a podcast in the past month. So you want to start a show but don't know how? ProduceYourPodcast.com can help. Our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters can help you launch, manage, and grow your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. We offer full-service podcast production with live producers and distribution based on a customized marketing strategy to grow followers. Contact us at ProduceYourPodcast.com and schedule your free 15-minute consultation. ProduceYourPodcast.com. That's ProduceYourPodcast.com.
take your business personally. Journey to There.
Our guest today is Taylia Ginger, and you've heard about some of the amazing things she's accomplished in her life, and one is an upcoming book set for release on in August of this year. We're going to talk about that, but first we have to answer a question that's burning Tracy's. She's all fidgety on her little bouncy ball that she sits on. Go ahead.
I haven't been breathing since we've last talked. I've been sitting here holding my breath for this, so tell us how you do it.
Okay, so I do keep my phone on my nightstand because I use it as my alarm clock, just like you do, but I turn it on airplane mode, so it's not like coming in. I don't have text messages or emails coming in. I also use Do Not Disturb quite often, and my employees hate it, my business partners hate it, but it helps me.
Tracy's like,
not
Tracy,
on my phone so
Tracy's
much.
Like, yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
No. I'm with you.
Airplane mode. Do not disturb.
Airplane mode kind of freaks me out. I will say, though, that the Do Not Disturb button has been my friend as I have tried to do my own digital detox, and it annoys everybody I know except for my husband. My husband, I think we are happily married as a result of the Do Not Disturb button. But my very best friend, and I don't know if anybody knows this, and I'm just going to say this really quickly. If you put your phone on Do Not Disturb, but you have favorites in it, if the person calls you and then they call you right back, it penetrates the Do Not Disturb.
The fact that you know that.
Oh, yeah. I got my workarounds for everything. Don't worry. And so my best friend has caught on to that.
Yeah, my business partners have caught on to that too. Like,
right. You know, there's nowhere you can hide. But now airplane mode, I've only used that when I had to get super serious, like when I'm like in my office with like literally do not disturb me moments. And but put it in airplane mode before you go to bed. Okay, I'm gonna take that as a takeaway, Russ.
All right, and let me throw this in because I do use my iPhone as an alarm clock. However, it's over there, so I have to get out of bed to shut the alarm clock off. Otherwise, one might be tempted to just grab the phone and turn off the alarm clock and then start going with the Facebook or the emails.
Okay, so people, you can tell he's not a tech addict because here's what a tech addict would do. You would get up, you would go across the room, you would get your phone, you'd be looking at your Facebook or your emails or your texts that you didn't get from the night before as you're walking back to get back in the bed to hit snooze.
Listen, in my world, Words with Friends comes before all of that. All right, there's a book coming out called 40 Days to Healthy Habits. Tell us about it.
So it's pretty much there in the title, 40 Days to Healthy Habits. It's a daily reader, and it's tiny little things that you can do every single day that once compounded on and focused on each day can really help to make healthy habits in the four areas. So mentally, physically, nutritionally, and then a lifestyle. So just living a whole and healthful lifestyle.
I like it. I like and anybody who.
I think I need the advanced copy.
Well, you know, you can.
Please have the advanced copy.
You can get on the wait list. Just go to TaeliaGinger.com. That's TaeliaGinger.com. And you can get on the wait list. Special thanks to our guests. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, you guys. This is awesome.
Now, I'm sure you've been inspiring to so many. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Find us on JourneyToThere.com. What do you have to say, Tracy?
I just have to say, if you didn't inspire anybody else but me, like I'm going to go in airplane mode tonight, just saying.
Just move your iPhone to the other side of the room. Listen to upcoming and past episodes on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and Empower Radio. And be sure to hang out with us at the intersection between personal and business growth for our next episode of the Journey to There radio show. And Tracy, I'm looking at your screen. Stop looking up snowboards on eBay. I know she's inspiring you, but come on.
I don't want a boulder coming at my face. I already feel like metaphorically that happens to me every day. Are you kidding? No, thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit JourneyToThere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's JourneyToThere.com.